basin in the old bayou. Find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, along with Ricky Watkins. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tony.
Anyway, for our weekly Fishing and Hunting Show, and welcome to Kane Radio, FM BAM 107.5 and AM 1240. And as always, the purpose of this show is to keep our listeners updated with fishing and hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And Rick, these fine people are the reason why we're here each Friday.
You're right, Tony. Good morning to everyone. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, Quarter Tavern, and Home Run Pizza.
If you want to give us a call, the numbers, of course, you got to dial the area code 337. The number's 367-1240. That's 367-1240. You can also listen to us online at www.kane1240.com. Anywhere in the world, and if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can also listen to Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing, what you got?
Tony, I took a little trip last Monday to the lake. I've been catching a few brim, and, you know, and everybody knows that, around the cypress trees and duck blinds and a structure out in the middle. But now, you know, the brim bite is coming pretty much to an end. I caught a few brim, but what's coming up now is the catfish are starting to spawn, Tony, and I caught some very, very nice catfish.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little something on that a little later.
Yeah,
Rick.
But it's, you know, it's that time of year. The water temperature gets a little over the 70s. You know, your bass are spawned first, then comes your brim, and then now it's catfish time. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there. So if you got some time this weekend, pretty much in the front lake, we call the front lake, where you come out of Chest Lake Canal, Tony, when you take a left, we call that the boulevard. When you take a left in the boulevard, after the first or second set of pilings to your right, that's what we call the front lake. And I see some guys been running some jug lines and noodle lines right there, and they've been doing very well. And anyway, in Toledo Bend, which I know that's a little, you know, little bit up the road, they're still catching sockeye, but they have spawned, and they're starting to move back out to deeper water. Around 15 to 20 foot on shiners.
And things going pretty well, too, out there, too.
Yeah, Rick. Oh, yeah. And then I'm going to take a little trip. Like I told you, I'm going to try to go Sunday. The basin's starting to fall about a foot and a half, so I'm going to try to go to the basin Sunday.
Yeah, it looks like we got a call online. You're on the Fishing and Hunting Show.
Yeah, this is Mike Senator. I got the results from Wednesday night.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, yeah, all right, good. All right. Forgot all about that part.
Mike. Damn, Mike called him.
Yeah, y'all went back to Marshfield. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. And there was that big old threat of thunderstorms. We had 24 boats. I guess they were kind of hesitant in coming. But
sure.
We had 24, which is very surprising.
Right.
All right.
But the rain had hit that morning, so the water was high and muddy.
Yep. Yep.
But anyway, first place went to Dickie Fitzgerald and Bubby Lopez. They had three fish for 5.68, worth $540. And second place went to Jimmy Blanchard and Brody Freeloo with 5.09 for $324. And third was Braxton Westweb and Austin Terrio, 4.90 for $216. And then Big Bass was 3.94. Johnny Hester and Jerry Moorcott had that one, worth 120. The fishermen voted that the next one, June 8th, is out of Henderson, out of Cypress Cove Landing in Henderson.
Right. You know, Mike, I heard they've been catching a few fish over there. Yep.
Yeah, we left it to the vote, at Marshfield and Henderson, and Henderson one out.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
We'll see how it goes.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Anyway, Mike, thanks each other week, I guess, to give us a call and let us know. I know it's, you know, a lot of competition out there on the water in that group that's winning hog fights.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but also 24 boats, like you said, even with the inclement weather and the possibility of the lightning and all, it's a pretty good turnout, though.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway.
Very good. Right,
I
appreciate
Mike.
It.
Yeah,
thank you,
have
Mike.
A nice weekend. Thanks
all
for
right.
calling in, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Anyway, nice, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, it slipped my mind completely.
Yeah, well, I knew, Tony, but with the weather, you know, now sometimes with the lightning, but like Mike said, the weather had passed through that morning. So, because we've had to cancel a couple of them back in the day, and, you know, if that lightning is popping, we just say, well, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
We'll wait a little while, but if it continues, yeah, they call it off. But anyway, we was talking about, you said, what about catfishing, Tony, coming up?
Yeah, I got a little article about that coming up a little later on the show. And also, right. Rick, like you said, the fishing, the water's still high in the basin. You know, it's projected to come down a foot or so in the next few days. But, man, it's still at 14.4 this morning
it's gonna,
at 6 o'clock.
And they're saying it's going to go back up, Tony. So I'm hoping after this, maybe it'll come down to, you know, how would you say that, more fishable conditions. You know, and it may stay up a while. I remember a couple of years ago, I kept saying, man, is it going to ever fall, Tony? But once it fell, fishing was awesome, you know?
Yeah, it was. Boy, Ricky, and it stayed down in the anywhere from 4 to 7 foot range for a good while. You know, and fishing, I know you were out there a lot.
Oh, Lord, my wheelhouse, Tony, is from 6 to 10. That's in my wheelhouse.
And basically, I know you were more over in the eastern end out there, you know.
Mid point.
Yeah, in Sherrington and those areas where the fishing was really good for you.
Oh, yeah.
In that regard. So, interesting, though.
Well, it's going to get better.
Yeah, it can't do anything but that. I just don't see the water going back up too high.
Not a crawfisherman are loving it.
Yeah, that. And and I wonder, you know, I hadn't priced any crawfish lately.
They got to be coming down, Tony. I mean, I seen a guy, he had an elderly Chevrolet truck, and I mean, this thing was, it was squatting, bro. Oh, yeah, I don't know how many sacks of crawfish he had, but, you know, so I said, man, it must be doing good, you know.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. So we'll see how that's going to play out. Now, the next big thing, Rick, on the agenda here is the fishing license changes coming up next week.
Yeah.
Which the fishing license coming to Louisiana for 2022 and the new license need for all, even for crabbing and all that, other notable changes to the fishing licenses. The basic freshwater and saltwater license now include all legal means and gear for catching species native to those types of water. So licenses are not going away, but they are changing in structure and in price. After June 1st, a new lifetime license will now cost $500 for everyone except seniors 65 and older. The new lifetime license will be a combined recreational hunting, fishing, and gear license rather than the separate lifetime licenses for fishing and hunting. Those already holding non-combination lifetime hunting or fishing licenses will continue to have their lifetime license privileges, but will not have the combination license privilege.
Right.
So if you got a lifetime hunting license, that's what you got. If you got a lifetime fishing license, that's what you got.
Yeah.
And as it says here, those currently holding a resident lifetime hunting and fishing combo license will keep their existing privileges and gain the new gear fees and privileges of the Legal Harvest Association with the recreational freshwater license and the recreational saltwater license in the new structure. So,
you know, Tony, I like what I see right there. It's seniors hunt fish born before June 1st, 1940, no license required.
Yes.
I just wish they would do a little more for our veterans. That's just my opinion.
I agree with you, Rick.
But anyway, you know, you got to thank God for your veterans, bro.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, kids, persons 17 and under are not required to purchase a fishing license. So that still keep those young people active. Of course, once you hit that 17 barrier, you better go out and buy your license. So,
right. And they bumped that up a little bit, Tony.
Yeah,
I remember years ago
it was
more, and you know, it was less than that. So.
Yeah,
but anyway,
your basic fishing license, which includes all freshwater gear and required for all fishermen. It's for a resident, military, and student. It's $17.
Yes.
Non-resident, $68. A non-resident native 10-day is $17, and a non-resident 5-day is $30, which is not bad,
Tony.
You know, and also saltwater fishing. It's $2 cheaper.
Yeah.
For the resident, military, and student, it's $60 for non-resident. $15 for the non-resident native 10-day. In other words, you were born here but don't live here.
Right.
And you want to come back to fish. If you can show proof that maybe a birth certificate or something.
Now, Tony, some other states are a lot more stringent than we are on that.
I was in Mississippi last weekend, and the boy there, I think it was like $80 for a 3-day or 4-day license, something of that nature.
You better catch some fish, man.
Oh, you're right. That's right. Anyway, and also what we want to emphasize, too, is after June 1st, when you do buy your license or you go to renew your license or you buy a new license for a younger person or whatever, it's going to be from that date for 1 year. It's not going to be the old June 30th end of the fishing license period. the new license now, when you purchase it, it's going to be for one calendar year. I know we talked about why wouldn't it maybe okay. be on your birthday, but
right.
So if I go next week, June the 4th, I go buy a fishing license. Come June the 4th, 2023, that's when it's going to come due again. So people need to remember that in that regard. So it won't be the old annual June 30th is when all your right. fishing license cuts
I've got
off.
A question for you. So my license now, Tony, is due on June the 30th. It's still good? Or, yeah. or we got to, okay.
Yeah, you're good to June 30th.
Right.
But
and after that?
It's 1 year from the date of the purchase.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, you know, a lot of them will be scrambling. They're going right. to be buying their licenses sometime this month due to the fact that,
oh, yeah.
you know, they're going to end on June 30th. So,
right.
But if you forget to buy your license, you buy it July 2nd to go fish in the Iberia Rod and Gun Club Fishing Rodeo. It's going to yep. be due July the 2nd the following year.
Right.
So
yes,
just to
right.
let people know that.
That's right.
That's going to be important, too. Same thing with the hunting licenses, too. So that's all going to come in that regard. So, but like you said, seniors are born before June 1st, 1940. So that's people that are basically 82 years old.
That's right. That's my you pop's age. That's easy right. to remember. He 38, Pearl Harbor Day. Yep.
Yeah, he won't have to worry about buying a license. So yep. Senior hunting fish born between June 1st, 1940, and May 31st, 1962,
yep.
$5.
Yeah.
Senior hunting fish, 65 plus, on or after June 1st, 2027, not available due June 1st, 2027.
Yep.
Anyway, resident and native-born retired military, $5. The fee will be raised to $20 come 2027. And disabled, paraplegic, amputee, artificial limbs, permanent brace, KIA, surviving spouse, $4. Disabled veteran, issued at no cost to consumer, paid by the Louisiana Wildlife Fishing Association, is $4. Anyway, lifetime hunting fishing combo license from birth to age 64 includes deer and turkey tags, $500. And also senior lifetime hunting fishing combo license 65 and older, including deer and turkey tags, it's $100. So
right.
Anyway, a lot of changes. You
yeah.
need to go to the Wildlife Fisheries
That's
just
right.
to check up on that.
And even on the hunting and fishing, Tony,
right.
there's a few rule changes and even boat registration, you know. So, like you
oh,
said,
yeah.
go on the web and check it out.
That's right.
Yep.
I can't say we're perfect here. We try to give you as much information as we can. We don't want to misquote anything, but
right.
It's always good just to follow up, and it's pretty. You might have to navigate through the website a little bit, but you can find it. It's there, believe me.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is there.
Yeah, they revamped it.
You're
oh,
right. you're right. Anyway, also the CCA tournament, the big tournament of the summer, starts Memorial Day, and we're going to go to Labor Day week, and that's the Monday at 5 o'clock. So
yeah.
you got to be a member, so you got to go in and buy your membership. I think the membership is around $30, and then you got to enter the tournament. So to have a chance, man, the prizes, I think it's over $500,000 in prizes.
Man.
And you know as well as I do a few years ago that Tag Redfish was caught right out there at Dry Reef.
Yes, sir.
That guy won him a Chevy Silverado pickup
yep.
truck.
Pick him up, yep.
But with that, and when you enter this tournament and you go to claim a prize, you got to have a polygraph test.
That's right.
So you better make sure you buy your fishing license before
yeah,
you catch that
fish.
Yeah,
because a couple of them tried that after.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They didn't pass. I
oh,
remember
you're
a
right
few
about
years
that.
Back. Yeah.
And they didn't pass their polygraph test saying, oh, I caught a tag redfish.
Yep.
Well, let me go enter.
Yep.
That's not going to work, folks. Not going to work.
Nope.
And, I mean, they got all kind of categories for that rig. And, boy, some nice prizes, too, when you see
oh, yeah.
not only the Chevrolet pickup truck,
and
but the 21-foot
huh?
boats
yep.
with 150 horsepower Mercury's on them. And you can't beat that. It's the 28th year they're kicking this off, and it continues to be the largest saltwater fishing tournament in the state. Also in that regard, they also in the other five, or I should say four, coastal states with
okay.
Texas, Mississippi,
Alabama,
and Florida all participating in their own CCA tournament.
Right.
Of course, Mississippi and Alabama shorelines are so much more smaller than Louisiana, Texas, and boy, especially Florida.
Yeah.
And then, you know, speckled trout, flounder, mangrove snapper, lemon fish, Dorado, which is the dolphin fish, the red snapper.
Right.
They have the ladies-only speckled trout. They got the kayak division, sheephead division. Also, if you don't own a boat, you can fish from
Mate,
the bank.
You got caught, what, like almost a six-pound speck, Tony?
That's right. That's right.
Last year,
hey,
before,
you want
yeah.
a 16-foot well-built 40-horsepower Mercury. If you don't have a boat, here you go.
Yep.
You got a chance to win one.
Yep.
And for the bank fishing. The guy last year, Tim Kyle, caught right at 6 pounds from hackberry fishing from the so folks, get out there and enter it. It's a lot of fun. And yep. kids, I think Academy Sporting Goods pays for your children's license. So you need to go online and check that out. You know, for children under, I think, 17, 16.
Yeah, for them
to
enter, yeah.
I think Academy will pay your license for children. Then you have a chance. All you got to do is register. You got a chance to win a boat, yep. a small boat.
That's right.
I mean, what more can you say about that? And like I said, you got to be a member. You got to be a member of the CCA. You got to go ahead and enter and to be eligible to fish in the tournament. And it's going to take you a little while to get your card and all, but you're going to get some kind of certificate saying that you're registered and all and online. So if you do have to catch a fish, and they've got weigh-in spots all over the state. Of course, our local area, Gulfway Sporting Goods in Kaplan, Don's yep. Boat Landing in Erath, Dago's in Lydia.
Yes, sir.
And they're going the other way, Ivy's Tackle Box in Morgan City, and going back west is Pecan Island Food Store. So those are the areas, and they've got like 29 areas in the yep. state
oh, yeah.
that you can register. And I'm sure you can. If people got iPhones, Androids, or whatever, you can go online, yeah. wherever yep. you're at, and show your fish and all.
I know Dago's weighs, they weigh a good amount of fish, Tony,
yeah,
for that event, for the yeah. CCA. Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, and I know there was a question about that. If I register here, and do I have to weigh the fish here if I'm fishing in La Rose or
I don't think
Grand
so.
Isle? You know,
as long as
so,
you got your card or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. Yep. And they once you catch a fish, yep. you can't mutilate it, you can't freeze it, you
no.
can't – you got to keep him – and right. It must be weighed within 24 hours. Of course, you people that go way offshore, they allot you 72 hours.
Right.
But, you can weigh your fish in at any one of our 29 weigh stations along the entire coast of Louisiana. Your fish, however, will be categorized in the appropriate division based upon where it's caught.
Caught.
Not where the weigh station is located.
Yeah, that's right.
All
that's,
right.
That's the difference.
That's
yeah.
right. So you maybe catch one here in this area, and you have to go back into Cameron
yeah.
or whatever, and you got to weigh it out there in Hackberry at the marina out there. So I'm going to hold on to this each week to let people know what's going on in that regard, Rick.
Yes, sir.
But
and some years, Tony, to the east of us, speck fishing is better. I don't know why, but some years not, you know, so. Like you said, if you catch it over there, you weigh it over here, but it's registered over there.
That's right.
Yep.
And also, you got to remember, over in Cameron area, that's a 15-spec limit.
Yep.
You know, it's not the 25 like we have here.
That's right.
So, and I've been hearing that they're doing all right in the cove. They're catching some specks up in there.
Yep.
And the boat docked a few weeks back.
Right.
Went up and caught around a shark bayou and
right.
up in there.
But
so,
now with the fresh water and then the rain and the wind has stirred up the water, you know, I'm sure they're still catching a few.
Oh, they are. So, but the CCA tournament, you got to be a member. You got to sign up to be a member, and then you got to get into the register for the tournament. So great tournament, though, Rick, as you and I well know,
yeah.
man. And we'll be giving those shout-outs each week with updating with the local people and all how
That's
they're
right.
doing. And it's just a wonderful tournament for people. So
yep. Be here before you know it, Monday.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
And with that is okay. Louisiana Private Recreational Red Snapper season open May 27th. You know, you allowed three fish per person this year and a 16-inch total length, the minimum size. So season opens to include the Monday of Memorial Day and the 4th of July and Labor Day. So those Mondays you can fish because I think 4th of July is on a Monday this year. And the commission asked that the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries take efforts to preserve the quota for the Labor Day weekend. And if you recall, we overfished a little bit last year
yeah.
in our state. So they cut it back about 7,000 pounds. So anyway,
I
agree, you know, but they went all the way to December last year,
yeah.
you know. Of course, a lot of those red snapper caught out of Grand Island, those
yeah.
places, and with Hurricane
That's
Ida
right.
Just destroying Grand Island,
yeah.
those lower areas in Lafourche and
yeah.
Jefferson Parish.
Cut back on the fishing for sure.
No, you're right about that. So just want to remind folks about that. So we'll see how that's going to go. Here's what I was talking about earlier, Rick.
All right.
That, I mean, I don't know if I'd do this, but the Louisiana Senate passes a bill to allow fishermen to grab catfish by hand, known as noodling.
Yeah.
I've never heard that term. Maybe you have, but
yeah.
I've seen people stick their fist in the water and they big old channel catfish come
right.
up and grab their hand
yeah.
and they pull them out the water.
Well, what they'll do this time of year, Tony, they'll put – you know, good size PVC pipes, a drum, a barrel, catfish are spawning right now, and they like to back up into, you know, against a tree or into the pipe or the barrel or whatever. So what they do, they run their hands in there and they feel, and then when they grab him, then the catfish bites down. Now, some of these catfish,
oh yeah,
you can say, well, it's a nice one, you know, while you're trying to size him up by feeling around his head or whatever. But, you know, some of those fish are huge, and when they clamp down on you, you better be hanging on, you know. And you got to pull him out of there, too.
That's right. It's not like a snapping turtle.
Oh, no, it's a challenge. But
it is. And, well, Louisiana's may soon have the authority to wrestle catfish out of the water with their bare hands after the Senate approved a bill to allow noodling.
Right.
The Senate unanimously approved House Bill 419, I should say, on Monday to allow for hand-grabbing catfish and taking of brim in minnow traps. The bill simply allows for catching of a brim in a minnow trap and to be used as bait and catfish noodling or catfish by hand.
Okay.
Measure elicited chuckles from lawmakers, but no questions or comments before the vote of 37-0. I think there are how many senators? 39, so two of them didn't vote.
Didn't vote.
And then passed the House in April by a vote of 98-0, and I think there's 105 reps. So seven of them didn't vote. It does two things, this bill. It says catfish noodling would be recognized as a legal method for taking catfish in Louisiana.
All right.
It would also allow for small brim as an ecological and logical way for non-commercial fishermen to use for bait and fish. There are size restrictions on the traps that can be utilized, which is a 24 inches long with a throat no larger than 1 by 3 inches.
Okay.
One senator questions whether folks get attacked by snapping turtles while noodling and probing for another senator about the detail. I mean, when you go out there and walking in the water, and Rick, that's not me.
Right. No, they did a show one year in Henderson. I don't know if you heard about it or seen or remember it. Yeah, and they caught a few catfish, but like you said, now down here you got to watch with the gators and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, a gator will probably run from you before you ever get that close, unless you're around a mama's nest.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's a different story. Right.
Anyway, the senator said when you put your hand in the water, you kind of feel around lightly because if you move your hand too much, the catfish will take out.
Yep.
He said you also got to be real easy, and then once you identify that there is a catfish in there, you put your hand in its mouth and – are you underwater? One senator says, you underwater when you do this, or is your head above the water?
I've seen both.
He said, that's exactly right. The senator says, you could do both. Some of these would be more than 4 or 5 feet underwater,
yep.
So you'd have to go under.
That's
sometimes
right.
You can maintain and keep your head above the water, especially around the levee or broken concrete like those around a boat dock.
That's right.
Lots of times you'll get getting a bed up under that in concrete, and so it's really easier.
Right.
But
a lot of these guys, Tony, with experience, I've seen them feel with their feet. I mean, they got, you know, it's country boys doing this, you know, and I'm not making fun of nobody, sure. But that's, you know, and then they'll feel with their feet, and then, like you said, they'll go under, and when they come up, I mean, they got
a cat.
15-20-pound cat, you know.
Oh, I hear you, but not this
like
man.
I said, it's not for everybody.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. No. You got, yeah,
I'm going to stick to my rod and reel, you know.
You got
to
have some experience in that, too. Well, and like you said, those old country boys, I don't see a city boy getting out there feeling for catfish in the 3 foot of water.
No.
You know, so anyway, but.
I tell you what, y'all bring them to me, I got a sharp fillet knife.
I hear you. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our first break this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 on the Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be right back after this.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
Everyone loves pizza, and everyone loves a home run. Put them together, and you have Home Run Pizza. And yes, right here in New Iberia, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail, it's New Iberia's newest takeout pizza, and delivery is available. Dough is made fresh each day, and you get an assortment of toppings. Try the Grand Slam, the Double Play, or Mr. Meaty. They're all home runs at Home Run Pizza. 256-5783. That's 256-5783.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Memorial Day weekend continues Saturday night with Cajun Roots. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer now just $2. Imports $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. Once again, the Corner Tavern now serving fresh fruit, margaritas, and daiquiris.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Kane1240.com.
Welcome back to the Kane Radio Fishing and Hunting Show. Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. And, you know, Rick, this past week was Safe Boating Week. And with that, I thought it'd just be wise because this, I'm pretty sure most of the area, this is the last day of school for most of the kids. And
I think so, Tony.
And with the kids running around this summer up until the first week of August or whatever, you know, folks, be watchful of these kids running around, you know, especially with the streets and the highways and the parks, whether yep. it be the fields that these youngsters are out of school. Just be very cognizant of where you are in the area where a lot of children play. So
yes, sir. You're right. Safety. Be
yeah,
safe.
They'll yeah, they'll be running across the street to get a ball or whatever may be.
Especially in the city park.
That's right. So just to remind folks to be cognizant of that, just a big tip for the summer. Anyway, 10 safe boating trips, Rick, and you know as well as I do, I think the number one tip is you got to have the proper life jackets on a boat. Yep. And they call them personal flotation devices, but each yeah. boat needs to have enough of them. And the state law requires anyone 16 and younger to wear one while the vessel is underway.
Underway.
Yeah, and vessels of 26 feet or under, less than 26 feet, I should say. And national stats show 79% of drownings from boating incidents come from victims not wearing a life jacket.
Yes, sir.
You know, as well as do. Also, Louisiana requires a course completion for anyone born after January 1st, 84. Always, man, if you want to have fun on the water, you know, a lot of these people like to indulge in adult beverages and all. And you got to have a driver, you know, where you're going to have the designated yeah. driver in your boat. And it's a lot of fun, and somebody needs to sacrifice each time. So
yeah.
it's just wise. Also, boating vessels, a lot of these agents, when you got to be out on the water during the summer, they're going to come over and check everything on your boat, make sure you've got enough flotation devices for the number of people in your boat, and they're going to check other things. They're going to check your papers. They're going to check. So, folks, just be certain you're prepared, you know, because with all the boats on the water, Ricky, they're going to be out there. Those agents will be out there.
Oh, this weekend, yeah. I heard earlier before we started our show that they ran a little ad saying that they were going to be, you know, enforcing on the water.
Yeah, and also important to kind of let people know where you're going to. If you're going to go out, especially if you're by yourself or one other person,
right.
and you're going out to a certain area, just let them know, hey, I'm going out to Sandy Cove, or I'm going
yep.
here, or I'm
Sherrington,
going fishing
that's
there.
Right. Yep.
You know, or if I'm going out in the salt water, we're going to be fishing near the mound or
that's
the
it.
Worm. Or,
yes, sir.
You know, just the different areas of trash pile or shark bayou. Just let people know where you're going. And so if they don't hear back from you, it's nighttime and – of course, I don't know if cell phones in certain areas just aren't available to
right. But
to
that's
hook
happened
up.
To me a couple of times,
oh,
Tony.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, we tell mom or tell the wife or some. I'll tell my brother, and a couple of times they had to come get me. You know,
yeah. Well, I hear you.
That's the way it is.
And also, if you have people on your boat, you know, a smaller boat, just advise them where they need to sit and watch for, and because you're gonna maybe be on a little bumpy water, some wind, whatever. It's just wise to have that done too. So,
yeah.
Anyway, just check the forecast. You know, I know a lot of people do, so you don't want to run into unsuspected weather. And, boy, you don't want to get caught on the water, man,
right.
with lightning and thunder in a
yeah.
boat.
Well,
that's
it's about,
sure.
if I had to say, Tony, weather-wise and mechanical, when I'm saying engine-wise, it's probably 50-50, you know, if you break down or the weather causes havoc. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, you know, just slow down the idle zones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, especially around other boats too, or fishing. I mean, that's so, what am I, it's just not done. It's not the protocol for fishermen. Yeah. Man, when you fly by somebody and he's fishing there.
I always say, Tony, there's no brakes on the water, you know?
Boy, you're right about that, Rick. And just also pay attention to boat drivers. Should avoid, boy, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. We said horrible accident out there on False River, man, at 10:30 at night.
Yes, sir.
I mean, wow. I wonder if those people even had lights on their boat.
I don't think so.
You know, so anyway, also, you should avoid distractions. Expect riders to alert them for potential problems. And then pick your place. When you're coming up on a busy boating time of the year, take care of the marinas and launching spots. With longer lines, everyone needs to be patient at launches, you know, because everybody's trying to jockey in if they want to get in and get out. And there'll be more boats on the water. Don't crowd the other boaters, fishermen. If they're new boating to launching, then consider just show a little, now, little kindness.
When the chaffalaya starts falling, Tony, there are certain areas, and I'm not going to name none, but that you get a group of boats that, you know, when the fish, when the word's out, the fish are biting. I mean, you can actually walk. You hear me? You can walk across the water. So, yeah, like you said, just be careful. You know, you got to idle. And every now and then, you'll get somebody come running through there, and everybody's, hey, you know. So
yeah, you're right about that.
It pays to be safe on the water.
And it's also just, I noticed with some of the maybe, how would you say, rookie fishermen, when they see a bunch of boats, they pull in, you know, like not to distract anybody, but they think people are catching fish there, you know, and I've seen that happen a lot.
Tony, you're laughing, but I've seen people in a circle. Now, here comes a boat from far. Keeps coming, keeps coming. He pulls right through the middle of everybody. And then when he parks, hey, y'all catching anything? I mean, really?
Oh, yeah. I've seen
that.
We were. Yeah, you're right. I've seen that.
No, I've seen that, Tony.
I know I'm laughing, but it's sad. But I've seen that happen many times.
It's like you're sitting there and you can't believe it. This guy's really doing that, you know?
Just, I hate to use the word, but it's ignorance of fishing protocol.
They just don't know better, you know?
That's right. Anyway, this big story, a crew lands the second largest Atlantic blue marlin ever. These three friends, of course, were on the downside of the earth at South Africa, in Cape Verde's Islands, for a fishing trip. And they were going out for blue marlin, and the group of three traveled to the Cape Verde's in search of the big blues. And the captain used some teasers to get the big fish to rise up behind the boat, lures, teasers that are designed to look like small groups of fish. And when they fish rise, they toss back a 4-pound tuna to rig it up and all, and then it's on. But they fought the fish with an 80-pound reel spool with a 130-pound test line.
Okay.
And it took them only 30 minutes to pull in. You ready?
Really?
A 1,340-pound blue marlin.
Damn.
I mean, that's a big fish.
Anyway,
you should have seen the gaff that bent open when they tried to use it to wrangle the fish into position.
To pick him up,
sure. And once the fish was secured into the boat, they headed back to the marina where it was weighed on a digital scale, clocked in at 1,370 pounds. The world record for Atlantic blue marlin was 1,402 pounds, so they were 32 pounds away from a world record. That was caught in Brazil in 92.
Wow.
Fish was, like I said, just 32 pounds, matching the world record, but... wow, just that's a big fish, man. Measurement, its girth measured 6.5 feet around. It was 12.5 feet long, and it's not unrealistic to say this blue marlin was bigger than many of the cars in Europe, they said. I mean,
a big old fish.
6.5 feet around at the girth, 12, almost 13 feet long, 1,300 pounds. How you get that?
I don't care. He was eating good, Tony.
Oh, I don't care if you got a 60-foot boat, man. Yeah. That's a big fish
big
to pull on your boat.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, also with this, boy, you hate to report this, but two guys were arrested, boaters for DUI or DWIs on the South Louisiana waterways, one from Morgan City, a 37-year-old, one from Pierre Port, a 25-year-old, and both were on the Chaffalaya River in St. Martin Parish when they were operating a vessel, and the agents come up to them, do a safety check, you know. Too many adult beverages, fellas, and, you know, these agents are just like just like state troopers, they pull you over, or a sheriff deputy, and alcohol on your breath, and they give you a test, and you fail. You go to jail just like everybody else the highway, too.
Yep.
And the other sad story this past week, too, was the body of a Baton Rouge man was finally recovered from False River the morning of May 22nd, and search and rescue crews recovered the body of a dentist around 8:40 a.m. on that 22nd was, I do believe, Sunday. And the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement agents still investigating the two-vessel collision that resulted in two fatalities on the Falls River May 20th. It occurred at 10:30 at night, and it involved a near-head-on collision with a 20-foot vessel on a bass boat. And the operator, the body of the operator of the 20-foot vessel, a 31-year-old from Fort Ash, was recovered in Falls River following the incident, and the search and rescue crews were looking for the dentist, the operator of the bass boat, until he was recovered the next morning. Anyway, they're not sure. Both were ejected into the water and picked up by a Good Samaritan who called in that, and both were treated for minor injuries. But the Louisiana Department of Wildlife will lead the investigation. Hadn't heard anything more on it, Ricky. Don't know if you've heard anything also
in that regard. Tony,
but kind of sad.
It's a sad story, though.
You're right. Anyway, the tides for this weekend, Friday, today, the 27th, the sun rose at 6:09. It's going to set at 8:01. High and low tide chart. The first high tide was at 4:11 this morning. The next high tide at 1:27 this afternoon. Low tide this morning, 9:59. Next low tide at 9:04. Tomorrow, Saturday, the 28th, sunrise 6:09, sunset at 8:02. High and low tide chart. First high tide will be at 5:05 tomorrow morning. That's Saturday. And the next high tide at 1:21 in the afternoon. Also, the first low tide will be 11:11 tomorrow morning, and low tide at 9:28. Sunday, the 29th, sun's going to rise 6:09, set at 8:02 in the high and low tide chart. The first high tide at 5:48 Sunday morning. The next low tide will be at 9:53. The average water temperature, 82 degrees, Rick, as it's starting to heat up a little bit there.
Clicking up.
Out in the Gulf, so for you people. And as Rick, as always, these are the fine people, the reason we're here each Friday.
You're right, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Doors Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, Quarter Tavern, and Home Run Pizza.
And our motto, as always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.